Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Hidden Killers Week in Review.
A look back at the most prolific stories of the week.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
They thought they'd get away with it. Until now. This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer.
Thanks for joining us. The federal case against Sean Diddy Combs just got a lot bigger. New superseding indictment was filed by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York. It has significantly expanded the scope of charges against Diddy and some of the repercussions as well. Federal prosecutors now allege that Diddy operated what they are calling the Combs Enterprise, a criminal organization engaged in sex trafficking, bribery, obstruction of justice, and even arson. Not just, you know, making hit singles and hawking vodka. The indictment paints a picture of a deeply orchestrated system designed to manipulate, control, and silence victims over nearly two decades. Federal agencies have been working behind the scenes for months now, possibly years. This case has now reached a pivotal moment. Today, we're joined by retired FBI Special Agent Jennifer Coffendaffer, host of the Break the Case podcast, available wherever you get podcasts and on YouTube as well, to discuss what the superseding indictment means, how the FBI and federal agencies built these cases, and what happens next as we move towards trial. Jennifer, let's start here. Given your expertise in federal investigations, what does the inclusion of a RICO-style charge and expanded allegations tell you about the kind of case prosecutors have built against Diddy so far?
Oh, anytime you have a RICO charge, which again is that Racketeer Influenced and Corrupt Organization Act, which really sets forth what they're looking at. You're looking at the influence of really one person or more, in this case, Diddy, orchestrating all these criminal activities, covering up, having agreements, and moving forward with an enterprise that he gained financially, he gained sexually, he gained in every way on. And so those are kind of the parameters. And RICO is something that prosecutors usually want to stay away from because they are so complicated. But the whole act, of course, began trying to counter Italian organized crime, mafioso type crime, and then bled into the Mexican and Colombian cartel organizations. And then now, this is the first time we've seen it used in this way, but it's certainly applicable when you look at all the criminal violations afoot.
We did see it, though. Did we saw it in the R. Kelly case, though, as well, did we not?
Oh, gosh, they did.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
No,
you're
that's
right.
Fine. Yeah.
I forgot about that one.
Sure. I mean, how, tell me how, just to explain to the audience a bit more about the difference between sex trafficking charges or just the all the individual charges that we have against him. But the RICO statute, that really opens up the door for investigators to go a lot deeper than they otherwise could, correct?
Right. Well, normally you have huge statute of limitations issues with a lot of these charges that they're looking at. By incorporating RICO, you get to use the last known charge. In other words, the last thing Diddy did wrong, that's where your statute of limitations starts from. Mm-hmm. So you can reach clear back into the deepest realm of when he first started. And that's what they wanted to accomplish by doing a RICO charges. Because if not, you could just do these individually. Mm-hmm. And that happens often. Count one is this. Count two is this. Count three. They couldn't do that in this case because of statute concerns. This way, they got it all.
What does it tell you about the case where the first indictment, I believe, went back to 2006, if I'm correct? I could be off on that by a few years, but I believe it was 06. These ones now go back to 04. Is that telling you that they, you know, the first one they threw out, okay, we got this far, this is enough to indict him, let's start with that, and now let's start working backwards? Because that seems to be what's going on here with new pieces of this case and new charges that are going back another 4 years. Are we going to likely continue to see new indictments coming forward that go back to 2020 or 2000, the 1990s or some sort, as they continue to put more pieces together and continue to see this just didn't start in 04 or 06. It keeps going.
I see that I would expect at least one more superseding indictment. And that's because, as you said, as they continue to look at all this evidence, as soon as they have charges that reach back to other dates, they're going to want to include it all. I would like to see them go back to 1999 because that shooting still bothers me of Natanya Rubin.
Yeah.
I keep wondering if they're going to reach back and grab any part of that. But it'll keep going. As long as they have the evidence to support a particular charge reaching back that far, they'll keep superseding.
How do they reach back to the shooting? Because Diddy was found not guilty on those charges. They ended up getting Shine for it, and Shine has already come forward and said, yeah, I took the fall for Diddy, the actual woman who was shot in the face. She's in the new The Fall of Diddy doc out on ID and Max, saying, and she said this for years, that it was Diddy. If anybody remembers who shot her, she says she was looking straight at it and Diddy had the gun and was right there. And you have other eyewitness accounts saying that it was Diddy. You have a few that said, no, it wasn't him. One could argue why they're saying that now that we know of Diddy's tactics of intimidation and manipulation. But the key people in this, the one who took the fall, the person who had the bullet lodged in their head, they all say it was Diddy. But again, how does that not go into a double jeopardy territory because of the RICO statute? How can they incorporate that even though a court already said you're not guilty on this?
Well, first of all, you're really looking at separate possible charges. So you would not be charging the assault again. Mm-hmm. You would be charging it as a federal crime that took place within the RICO. I don't think they really need to incorporate it, to be quite honest, because they have so much right now on Diddy. He's never going to see the light of day if they're able to prove these charges already. I think many of us, though, would like to see the individuals that were involved in that situation at least, have that re-examined from a federal standpoint in this RICO. That's me. Mm-hmm. But they don't need it, and they may not reach back that far. But I believe his criminal enterprise did go back that far. And I guess my point is, this is an example that he was doing criminal conduct clear back then, because certainly, minimally, they jumped in a car and went on a, you know, a high speed chase down after that situation. So I guess it just speaks to how far back, and I think it goes even further back than that, he was involved in criminal type conduct.
It's been interesting reading through the new superseding indictment. I actually just did it on camera and on the podcast. So if anybody wants to literally listen to it and not go through all 14 pages of it, it's there. It's about a 40-minute piece. And we kind of break it down piece by piece. But I also said in there, and keep listening, because I'm talking to you about this to get some more clarification and understanding from an FBI standpoint as to what's going on here. I want to talk about some of the people who were likely in the testifying for that grand jury, because there are some new allegations in this. It's a lot of the same, but from different people who were not necessarily named in the first one. Now, they don't name them in here. It's a lot of Jane Does, John Does, and things of that nature. But what I have noticed is that some of the allegations that are now in the federal indictment, in this new one, they match up with some of the civil allegations that have been made, including the one about holding somebody over a balcony. I think of Suge Knight and Vanilla Ice and that legend from years ago. But now allegedly, we have it from Diddy and holding someone over a balcony and to intimidate them, to threaten them, possibly kill them. But obviously, that did not happen. They lived to tell the story. What does that tell you about how the feds are getting their information on this? Are they looking at some of these criminal cases or some of these civil cases that have been filed and going, we need to talk to you? And obviously, there's a lot of them, and only certain pieces and certain ones seem to be coming up now federally. How close do they go and look at all these civil cases that are coming forward and all of these allegations that continue to come forward, whether it be in a civil manner or through some of these documentaries?
They're looking at everyone, Tony. Mm-hmm. They're going to look at each one and see if it has merits. And that means assigning a specific agent to look over a set number, whether that's 10 or 20. I mean, we're talking, you know, well over 100 here in this case. And you're going to have a squad that literally that's what they're doing. That's what they're charged with, is looking at each of these. And recall, of course, I think that part of the reason this really got legs started with the civil suit that were involved in these. And once they went to the prosecution's office and these agents got a hold of this, they said, whoa, wait a minute. These are violations of federal law. This isn't only civil, it's violation of federal law. And that's what they're going to be looking at to continue building this conspiracy against him.
There is certainly a lot that that can be looked at here, going way, way back. As far as this being a superseding indictment with new information in here, what has stood out to you personally in understanding these new charges, these new angles that they're going at in here, as basically, you know, it's becoming a second brick wall against him? We got the first one, we got the second one. It's like you're really getting boxed in here now, Diddy. What to you has stood out?
What's really stood out to me is they are not stopping. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes you actually will stop. When you have so much, you really will. You'll just say, wait a minute, we've spent so much time and so many resources. Our office is overwhelmed by all this evidence just from the search warrants alone. Plus the fact that, of course, one of the last questions you ask of any witness is, and who else was involved? Who else might have information? And, you know, then you have to interview them, and it just keeps going and going. So sometimes there's just a point that you say, all right, we're cutting it off right here, and we're going to make sure we have all the evidence against these particular points, but we're not going to expand. Mm-hmm. And so I think what really grabs me, and again, I wasn't surprised by it, but they're not ready to stop yet. And I wonder what their litmus test is for saying, we got enough.
Yeah.
It's time. Just stop. Or are they more concerned with other victims and they're really making an example of this?
That's what my next question is going to be for you. Why do you think it is that they have not stopped if they have enough to, you know, basically put him away for life? And yes, I mean, we want justice for all of the victims, but again, you only have so much time and so many resources to go into this, and it really is justice for everyone if we can just get him away for good. Are they needing to get more, do you think, to really make sure that there is no way, shape, in hell that he's going to get out of this? Or is it just, it's leading to such other big areas that may lead them to, in fact, maybe other people as well that they could build other cases against?
I think it's a combination between, one, when you have cases like this, when you're talking about sex trafficking and human trafficking, and you know, you're concerned about those victims and you want to make sure justice is given to them equally. In other words, how can you turn your back on one victim just because you've got a lot against somebody and just ignore the other? So that's a big piece. And I think the other piece about this is also who else might be involved. And I think they don't want to do a deal with Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
And so they would rather expose others through these other witnesses where they don't need Diddy for anything.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm wondering about some of the folks named in this, because the not named, but alluded to in this. And certainly people are giving their accounts of what life was like with Diddy, including folks that, you know, probably did some criminal offenses on the part of Diddy, doing some bidding for him. Do you see other people in this, people that were close to him, whether it, you know, be like his head of staff or just anybody that may have been complicit in going forward with Diddy facing charges? Or are they going to be looking at this as, we get it, you were all coerced into this? Although I think you can make the argument some of them were not necessarily coerced. They were just morally bankrupt and just went along with their job, not really fearing for their lives. Are they making deals with all of those people? Or do you think we're going to see some of these folks come back and face charges, even if they did help the government in helping bring some of this evidence to light?
I think, Tony, you're going to see charges against the most culpable and those that were involved with anything to do with the sex trafficking piece of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they cross state lines, if they're bringing minors over, even not minors, if they were involved with the drugging, the doping, the taking advantage of people who couldn't say yes, which is rape. If you're talking about that, I think they'll be charged. Even if there's a deal, they're going to face repercussions. You just cannot turn your back on that in these cases. It happens all the time. You get help, and what they get is not the full brunt of charges, but they're going to have to pay the piper.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
You're neck deep in a dark, twisted tale. And just as the tension peaks, bam, a commercial about some miracle diet pill breaks the spell. It's like finding a fly in your soup after the first bite. But here's the fix. True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. You get to enjoy your crime stories without the junk. Ad-free episodes, extended interviews that go beyond the surface, and early access to all the gruesome details. It's like swapping out a can of cheap beer for a glass of fine whiskey. So search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and keep the darkness flowing uninterrupted.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
I can't tell you how often I hear, oh, I'm a little OCD. I like things neat. That's not OCD. I'm Howie Mandel, and I know this because I have OCD. Actual OCD causes relentless unwanted thoughts. What if I did something terrible and forgot? What if I'm a bad person? Why am I thinking this terrible thing? It makes you question absolutely everything, and you'll do anything to feel better. OCD is debilitating, but it's also highly treatable with the right kind of therapy. Regular talk therapy doesn't cut it. OCD needs specialized therapy. That's why I want to tell you about NoCD. NoCD is the world's largest virtual therapy provider for OCD. Their licensed therapists provide specialized therapy virtually, and it's covered by insurance for over 155 million Americans. If you think you might be struggling with OCD, visit NoCD.com to schedule a free 15-minute call and learn more. That's NoCD.com.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Ryan Seacrest here. When you have a busy schedule, it's important to maximize your downtime. One of the best ways to do that is by going to ChumbaCasino.com. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino games like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire that you can play for free for a chance to redeem some serious prizes. So hop on to ChumbaCasino.com now and live the Chumba life. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or JeffWeilerColumbusAutoMall.com.
Riley Herbst from 2311 Racing here, and you know what grinds my gears? Waiting for coffee. But instead of counting frappes and lattes, I fire up Chumba Casino. No apps, no fuss, just fun social casino games to pass the time. By the time my coffee's ready,
order for Riley.
I've already taken a few victory laps. Next time you're stuck waiting, make it entertaining. Play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Buy now and make no payments until fall. That's right. At Jeff Weiler's Columbus Auto Mall, drive today with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. Whether it's a car, truck, or SUV, why wait? Shop hundreds of vehicles, all with no payments till fall. Hurry into the Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall, where the deals won't wait and neither should you. Find us on Gender Road or jeffweilercolumbusautomall.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair has got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip: when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.